somehow, after the fifth grade, I lost contact with Dick Espy. There should be a trip switch or something, something automatic that a 10-year-old boy wouldn't have to worry about or follow up on. You know, parents should step in or something. Morris Mall was easily my best friend. We were besties. But Dick was just a cool kid. We were grade school friends. We rode the school bus together. He lived just a few blocks from me, and we got along great. Then, all of a sudden, he was gone. His brother Tom, too. No note, no nothing. I mean, I don't think Martians came along and abducted the whole family or anything, but it's just not right that a boy doesn't get a chance to say goodbye or, hey, let's keep in touch. Maybe he moved. His dad probably got some big promotion in Poughkeepsie, New York, or Cut and Shoot, Texas, or Three-Way, Tennessee, and packed and moved Dick and Tom and the rest of the family out of Kansas City, Kansas. He probably did it in the wee hours of a summer morning so no one would track them. So I wouldn't track them. Maybe he moved them to Colon, Michigan, or Pope Joy, Iowa. Yeah, that's probably exactly what happened. But how would you know? How would I know? No one ever told me. Whatever happened to Dick Espy? That's been a big question in my life. What I do remember about him, besides being easy to get along with, was that he was humble, if a 10-year-old could ever be described as humble. He didn't put on the dog, show off, or bully anyone. He was real. He was funny. I think he had big ears. I just remembered that. Not big, but slightly bigger than normal. And he had coal black hair and was about my height. You know, at least when I was in the fifth grade. Have you seen him? Because I haven't. I thought a lot about him over the years. We didn't do stayovers. We weren't that close. But I know we'd have maintained a long and lasting friendship if just given the chance. I didn't immediately miss him the first day of sixth grade. In fact, it might have been a few weeks before I realized he was gone. You know, there's a lot of change each year when the new school year begins. There's new classroom, new kids, new teacher, new rules, new textbooks and desks. One year, even the little milk cartons served in the cafeteria were different than the year before. That's a lot of change. And after a while, you know, you settle in and start looking around and you realize, hey, Dick Espy's gone. And no one even told me. My point is, it's just not fair. Parents shouldn't be able to do this to kids. It's not right. But just wait to think about this. Think about all the other Dick Espys in the world. They're everywhere. Missing friends go on each year with every school kid in every grade. It doesn't just affect fifth graders. It's prevalent in every school. You know it, and I know it. Something must be done about it. At least when you make it to the 12th grade, there are reunions every few years, and you can catch up with people and find out what happened to the homecoming queen, or who's in jail, divorced, or dead. But the problem is, how do you catch up with an old friend back from the 5th grade after they've moved to Soda Springs, Idaho, and you lost touch with him? Perhaps I should write my congressman. Maybe he can pass a law. Shoot, maybe he knows what happened to Dick and his brother Tom. It's worth a shot. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.